The Love Chat with Honey and David Hart, episode 14, June 2.
Welcome to the world of podcasting.
You are now connected.
It's The Love Chat. The Love Chat.
With Honey and David Hart. And now, your hosts.
Podcasting from San Francisco.
It's Honey.
Podcasting from Los Angeles in California.
David Hart.
Imitation is the greatest form of flattery.
Warning. This program is habit forming.
Hey, sup y'all? Welcome to the Love Chat with Honey and David Hart. And we are here again, as always, to give you your weekly dose of music, infos, and entertainment.
I'm kinda disappointed at you.
What? What now, huh?
I said I'm kinda disappointed at you.
What did I do?
You know what you did? I drove all the way from LA to San Francisco to see you, but you never showed up. You know that it takes about 6 to 8 hours of drive for me to see you. And what did you tell me? Oh, I can't. I'm busy. My dog needs a bath.
Oh, DH, you are so cute. I'm sorry, but you never informed me that you were coming. You know that I'm a very busy woman. You have to call me a couple of days before that to set up an appointment, okay?
You gotta be kidding me.
For real? Okay, kidding aside, I apologize for prioritizing my dog over you. I promise that I'll go down to LA probably next month to visit you, alright?
Fair enough. Okay then, let's move on now with our heartache of the week.
Heartache of the week.
Our heartache of the week comes from Natalie of Texas. She goes, "Dearest Honey and David Hart, I haven't been going out with Justin for over a year. We love each other so much that we plan to marry a year from now. But then, just a few weeks ago, I found out from his sister that he is seeing other girls on the side. I didn't believe it at first, but I found out it was true. He had at least 3 other girls beside me. I've confronted him and he denied it. We got into a huge argument. He threatened me that if I will not stop my nagging, he will call off our engagement and marriage. I don't know what to do. I love him so much that I will surely die if I lose him. But I do not like the idea that he cheats around. I need your help. Sincerely, Natalie."
There you have it, folks. Let's help Natalie out. If you have an idea or solution to her problem, give us a call at 206-338-5691 or email us at tlcpodcast@yahoo.com. In the meantime, here's a song for you, especially going out to all those lovely ladies out there. Thanks a bunch for keeping it right here. Of course, on the number one podcast, TLC.
California's number one podcast.
Oh,
Did you know that 85% of all Canadian brides receive a diamond engagement ring, giving Canada the highest diamond engagement ring acquisition rate in the world?
Do's and don'ts on TLC.
Alright, for do's and don'ts, we're going to talk about the do's and don'ts of dating after divorce. Okay, here we go. Number one, do not let the process frighten you. Dating is not a life or death situation. It's a check things out or enjoy yourself and open your eyes type of opportunity. You know what I'm saying? But keeping this perspective, you're far more likely to have a good time. And most importantly, if it doesn't go well, you will not get hurt.
For our second one, do make the most of the opportunity. Relax beforehand. Take time to look your best and have a good time. Half the fun is getting there. That may mean flirting and priming yourself to be on for the occasion, whether or not this date leads to a second one. You'll know you gave it your all, and that's what counts.
I agree. Third, don't put too much emphasis on the end result. Do not focus on the question of a second date before you've actually experienced the first date. If things don't turn out the way you want them to, don't beat yourself up about it. Instead, take whatever lessons you can gain from the experience. By doing so, you lessen the chances that the same thing will happen to you next time. Life is an endless learning experience for those of us who can keep our eyes, ears, and minds open.
Lastly, do take your time with feeling comfortable with the dating process. Don't let anyone rush you into feeling or doing something that doesn't feel right, including sex. You control your own destiny. You get to choose what you do, when, and with whom. If the time, place, person, and circumstance feel right, then allow yourself to follow your best instincts regarding what you need and when.
Featured Artist of the Week.
California's number one podcast.
Oh, yeah.
N-O-B. N-O says, they call me Coco.
Okay, there you have it, folks. What a great song right there. And now let's move on and discuss Natalie's problem. She's engaged and about to get married, then finds out that the boyfriend is cheating on her. Oh man, what to do?
Girl, it's a good thing you found out before it was too late, huh? Phew, that was a close one. I'm assuming though that you really saw that your boyfriend was seeing other women. That's why you came up with the conclusion that he's cheating on you. Okay, and with that in mind, plus the fact that you said you are so much in love with him as he is to you, well, I don't know. I mean, I would say give him another chance. Because like you said in your letter that you plan to marry him next year, right? So which means he has a year to prove himself. If within the span of a year you will again discover that he is seeing other girls, then really, call it quits. Once is enough. Doing it to you for the second time is too much, you know what I'm saying? It only means that he is not ready to be tied down and commit himself to you. But do give him another chance, alright?
Okay, honey, well, I agree with you. Anyway, let's move on now with another song right here, which goes out to all those, not just to lovely ladies, but of course to everyone who's really supporting us. Thank you so much. So keep it right here on the number one, TLC.
One podcast. And it's time again for us to say goodbye. Thanks for listening. For comments or what have you, call us at 206-338-5691 or leave a comment on our website at tlcpodcast.podomatic.com.
And you can also write to us at tlcpodcast@yahoo.com. And of course, we're going to leave you now with our
love quote on TLC. Being deeply loved by someone gives you strength, while loving someone deeply gives you courage. This has been Honey.
And this has been David Hart. Thanks so much for keeping us company. Goodbye for now.
You've just heard The Love Chat with Honey and David Hart. Join us again next week for another exciting episode of TLC.
Connection terminated.